Hello from the Collins Center as the Dominican Penguins will host the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds in a PacWest women's volleyball matchup. And coming into tonight, the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds are sitting at 19-7, 13-4 in conference. They have won 12 out of their last 13, and the Penguins are in for a tough opponent tonight. Penguins sit at 6-20, 4-14 overall in conference. The plus, though, for the Penguins is they're 5-7 at home. They're 1-10 on the road, but when they come and play in the Conlin Center, their opponents are much better. Now, the Penguins went on the road and played the Sunbirds last Thursday, and they played them to five sets. And when you look at the total standings, as Fresno Pacific sits in fourth, it's tough to imagine these two teams matching up so close. Even when it gets compared statistically, the Penguins are outmatched, but they played them tough. And the two key reasons were they lowered their errors, 23 errors, a season low when they played the Sunbirds, and the Sunbirds had 36 that night, and their service errors were down to 6. And the Sunbirds had 12, so they doubled them up there. However, Rupia Inc., second in the league in conference kills with 359. Right behind her is Kathleen Anderson at 307. And Morgan Williams rounds out the top three for the Sunbirds in kill leaders. And just to give you a little bit of numbers on how potent this Sunbirds team is, well, they lead the conference in kills. And that's just not in kills, but it's in total attacks as well. So their offense is very, very good. Also first in assists, so they can pass the ball just as well as they kill. Second in the conference in opponent hitting percentage. So anytime you combine that potent of an offense with excellent defense, that's why they're sitting at 13-4 in the conference and have won 12 out of 13. And we will step aside here for the national anthem. Now we're back here from the Conlett Center, and we're going to get to the starting lineups, and we'll start with the away team, the Fresno Sunbirds, and it will be on the outside hitter, Sarah McCann, the freshman, 5'8", from Lemoore, California. Number 8, Rupia Inc., the outside hitter, the senior. She is from Brazil. Number 10, Kathleen Anderson. He's in the middle blocker, and right beside her is Rebecca Waller. And to join her will be Hannah Butler, number 5, the libero, the junior from Fresno, California. for the Penguins on the other side, it will be Amanda Lee at the libero. Samantha Raines at the middle blocker. Hannah Smith will be the special server, the sophomore. Susanna Pilkerton on the opposite side. It will be Amy Steinwan, the freshman. And to round out the starting lineup for the Penguins is Madeline Paulson. And that will be who you have for Coach Stammer's squad. Pardon me to the listeners, I'm just checking volumes if it's too hot or too low. Well, anyways, Penguins 6-20, Fresno Pacific Sunbirds 19-7. Teams are shaking hands right now, 30 seconds away from side out, and Penguins are going for the upset. They have one final game remaining after this. They'll play the Academy of Art. That will be senior night. And the Sunbirds also will conclude their final season with their game against Chaminade. So it's Paulson, Raines, Marshall, Reggio Curley, Pilkerton, and Lee. And on the other side, it's Butler, Williams, Murphy, Anderson, McCann, and Macedo. So I'll be Sunbird side out. Going to be Penguins side out. Wow. Okay. Paulson to serve. Right to Butler. Back set. Kill attempt is blocked by the Penguins, but out of bounds. Fresno Pacific on the board, and immediately they went to Kathleen Anderson, their senior. She's back to serve. Anderson down the right line. Reggio Curley handles it. Now the back set goes to Reggio Curley. Her swing is into the back row. Cross court set. Here's Murphy. She goes at the tip, and it's just underneath the pancake dive from Smith. It's 2-0. Anderson, her second serve. Down the left side this time. Paulson's got to pancake it. The back set for Pilkerton in a hard swing goes into the back. Butler handles it. Here's Murphy. Her swing controlled by Lee. Cross court set, Reggio Curley. And it's inbounds down the line. It was tipped as well. Point to the Penguins. And they're on the board 2-1. And Samantha Raines comes to check in for Marshall. Amanda Lee to serve. It's a little deep. Controlled by Anderson. Here's the set, left side, Williams. It's controlled by Lee in the back. The tip from Smith is too deep and wide. Point, Fresno Pacific, 3-1. Bissy Den Hartog will check in. And she'll go straight back to serve. 3-1 Sunbirds. Her serve's a little deep down the right line, and Reggio Curley could not handle it. Service ace for Den Hartog. It's 4-1. Den Hartog, another serve. Right in the middle for Paulson. Now she can set up the offense. The tip for Pilkerton on the right. It was a good one as it ricocheted off of Murphy. Butler came from the back line to dive and try to keep it alive. But Pilkerton had a nice placed tip, and she's able to get the Penguins the service possession. 4-2, Sunbirds lead. Pilkerton serve. Comes right to Ink. They go with a back set, and the Penguins are able to control. Smith's going to set it up. Left side for Riggio Curley. It's tipped, and she's got another kill. And last time these two teams met, Riggio Curley had 12 kills along with Steinwan's 13. So the Penguins will need her to replicate that performance. It's 4-3. Pilkerton will serve right into the back. Here's the set right side for Murphy. And we got a two-touch call. Pardon me. Point to the Sunbirds. 5-3. Here's a serve from Murphy. Riggio Curley able to control. And now here's the tip from Paulson in the back. Quick bump over by Butler. Now Smith's going to set right to Raines in front. Nice dive from Butler to keep it alive. And now the Penguins are going to have possession again. They set it up. Riggio Curley's tip is blocked. She's got it again. Tries it one more time. In a two-touch this time. Point to the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, 6-3. Tony Murphy, the senior from Madera. Her serve, cross court, right to Lee. Smith, back set to Raines. It was a little deep, so she didn't have much on her swing. Now it's bumped up right to Macedo. It goes down the line to Pilkerton. Cross court set all the way to Riggio Curley, and she's able to put it in for the kill. Hannah Smith had it on the right side near the net, and she went cross court all the way to Riggio Curley on the opposite hitter position. And it forced the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds to rotate, and they couldn't do it in time. 6-4, Sunbird lead. Riggio Curley serve. Right to Butler in the back, the libero. Now here's the set left side from Acido. Her kill is down the line and inbounds as it was touched. 7-4 as Kathleen Anderson checks back into the game. Butler to serve, the junior. 5-7 from Fresno. It's a running start at it and comes into Steinwand, who checked in also, so they go immediately back to Steinwand in the Fresno Pacific, able to keep it alive. That was Butler again. Now here's the set from Smith to Raines, right in the middle of that 10-foot line. Great spike from Samantha Raines, 7-5. Raines to serve. Deep. Comes to Murphy. Now the set from Anderson. It's tipped, but Smith was reading it. Pilkerton's going to go with the hard swing in from the back. Sunbirds corral. Back set. Right side. Ink. The kill leader, and she has a lot of power. 8-5, Sunbirds. And what a beautiful set that was from Macedo. Here's Ink to serve. Hits the net. Steinwan goes to one knee to keep it alive. Now she recovers and gets the set from Smith. Fresno Pacific keeps it alive. And now it's over to the Penguins' territory. Comes back over. Here's the back set from Anderson, and it was way too soft. And Anderson was able to tip it over. It looked like it didn't make its way over, but it found its open spot. 9-5. Sunbirds at 19-7, 13-4 overall in the conference. Penguins 6-20, 4-14. Sunbirds with the possession. Back set Anderson. Once again, blocked out of bounds. Point to the Sunbirds. It's bread and butter. Sunbirds are saying, stop it if you can. If not, we're going to shove it down your throat. 10-5. Timeout, Coach Stammer. And we will be right back here on radio.dominican.edu.
It's the measure of spirit that no human could ever capture. Search. This booth is my Vatican. I don't control life, but I control how I react to it. Student of the breath, break beats and balancing. Desire versus truth until I finally find happiness. Something before
I'm lying in that casket. I'd be lying on the beat if I said I didn't know what that is. The world's a stage and we play a character. I found him. It took me 20-something years and a bunch of shitty sound checks. I'm not gonna be content till I find gratitude, regardless of my sales or the record deals that they're handing you.
Coming out of the timeout, it was Anderson to serve. A back set for Steinwan down the line. Left side, she's got the kill. So the Penguins respond coming out of the timeout. And it's ruled out of bounds. So 10-5. Here's Ink to serve. Nice dig from Reggio Curley. Marshall tips it over. Butler's there. Set for Macedo. Pilkerton with a nice dig. They're going cross court. Steinwan. Her kill is blocked but out of bounds. Point to the Penguins. 10-6. Hannah Smith will serve for DU. Her serve down the line. Anderson controls. Now the cross court set goes to Macedo. Her tip controlled by Lee. Now the set for Pilkerton. And her swing's a little bit long. Point to the Sunbirds, 11, now 12-6. Macedo to serve. Her serve right down the pipe, Trigio Curley. Smith, the back set to Steinwan, it's blocked by Anderson. And a nice follow-up. And that was Marshall, as the block came right to her. And she tipped it to where no one on the Sunbirds could get it. 12-7. Pallison back to serve. Right down the middle to Anderson. Here's the set. Murphy, cross court shot, dug out by Pallison. Long set over to Reggio Curley. She keeps it alive. Butler tips it over to Murphy, and Murphy's just got to get it over on the third hit. Marshall has a nice kill in the middle, diving as Butler to keep it alive, and Murphy on the attempt to get it over the net. It hit the top and rolled right back. Point to the Penguins, 12-8. Pallison serves again. Controlled by Anderson. Now right side for Murphy. Tip was controlled by Pilkerton. So I went over to Reggio Curley. Her swing was a little bit deep, but controlled by the Sunbirds. And it was right in the middle to Anderson, who had a nice swing, but it was long. Point Dominican, 12-9. Pallison serves again. Into the back left row. Controlled by Macedo. Now Murphy goes down the left side with the kill. It goes off of Lee and out of bounds. 13-9. Anderson to serve. Are you kidding me? Into the back. Now comes to Pilkerton on the right side. Hard swing off of Macedo and goes out of bounds. Point to Dominican. 10-13. Amanda Lee back to serve. Checking into the game is Morgan Williams for the Sunbirds. Lee serves. Down the left line, Anderson able to control it. Now it comes to Murphy, and it's in bounds. Nope, it's out of bounds. Point Penguins, 13-11. They've cut the lead to 2. Lee to serve. It's gone to Anderson every time. Back set to Williams as she ran. Marshall got a piece of it. Now the set to Pilkerton. Her swing right to Murphy. And, oh, nice kill from Williams as the set came from Macedo right in the middle. And she was able to put it away. 14-11. Den Hartog checks back into the game. Her serve goes down the right side to Reggio Curley. Good set for Reigns and a powerful kill as it ricocheted off of Macedo's hands and all the way back over to the Dominican territory, but out of bounds. Both teams exchanging points, 12-14. Pilkerton serve right down the middle. Macedo controls. Back set for Murphy. Pilkerton's in great position to dig it out, and her dig floated over the net to where no Sunbird was, and she's got the point, 14-13. Pilkerton will serve again. Seven in a row for the Penguins. Now here's Anderson to try to break the streak. Good block by Raines, and it came to Lee, and she bumped it to Smith, and Smith was right there waiting for Raines to put up a set, and Raines wasn't expecting it, and the communication was off. The ball floated down where no one could get it. It's 15-13, and Murphy's back to serve. Her serve goes off of Lee's hand. Smith's got to run out of bounds to control it, and she hits it over the net. Now here comes the Sunbirds on the attack, and it's Williams right down the middle again, and a nice set from Macedo. 16-13, Sunbirds up by three. Here's Murphy to serve. Cross court to Lee. Smith the back set for Raines. And a kill for Raines. It's 16-14. Riggio Curley back to serve. Down the line, Murphy handles it. Cross court set to Macedo. Her tip, nice dive by Steinwan to get it alive. Smith hits it over. Butler returns it right back. So here comes Steinwan on the kill, picking on Butler in the back row. She's got a nice find. Point Penguins are down by one, 16-15. Riggio Curley serves, cross court to Macedo. Oh, and Williams again. It's gone to her three times, and she's got four kills here in the match, three of them right in front of the net. Butler to serve. Yeah, I know, dude. Steinwan with a nice dig. And it was a call to two-touch, 18-15 Sunbirds. Here's Butler, serving again. Right to Steinwan, came up by her chin. She had to keep it alive. It went back to Lee. And so once it came to Lee, she bumped it back over to Steinwan, and Steinwan's swing is too hard. It goes out of bounds. 19-15. Sunbirds up by four. Butler to serve again. Sunbirds 1 point away from the red zone. Her serve goes right into the net. Service error. Point to the Penguins. Here comes Marshall. She checks in for Amanda Lee, and Raines is back to serve. Raines serves it towards the back line for Murphy. It comes over to Anderson, and Anderson has another kill. And the Sunbirds are in the red zone, 20-16. Ink is back to serve for the Sunbirds. Penguins down by four. Ink serves right in the middle to Riggio Curley. Smith to set for Steinwan, and she's rejected. Williams says none of that. 21-16 Sunbirds. Anderson will serve again. Out of bounds. Service error. A little miscommunications between the head judge and the line judge. Final ruling is it's out of bounds, service error. Smith back to serve. Controlled by Anderson. Now here's the tip in the middle by Murphy. Hard swing from Steinwan on the left side. She's blocked. Comes over to the Sunbirds though. Back set, Anderson. Comes to Lee. Now Smith tries to keep it alive and cannot. Point to the Sunbirds, 22 17. Macedo to serve. All the way in the back row to lead. Now here's a set from Steinwand as she came running in from the right side. Cross court kill. Penguins stop the bleeding, 22-18. And Pallison checks in for Amy Steinwand. Here's Pallison's serve into the back. Anderson has an awkward bump, and Madison Marshall has the block. Williams tried to challenge her, and the freshman sent it right back. And Madison Marshall, a beauty. We'd like to give a shout out to her mom and aunt, if they're listening. Her daughter made a beautiful play. Penguins with the serve. Murphy gets it over. Back to Dominican in possession. Rizzio Curley's got to get it over. Williams tries to go with the point down the line, and they're going to rule a two-touch. 22-20, Penguins down by two. They played Fresno Pacific tough last time these two teams met. Here's the serve, controlled by Fresno Pacific. Left side, hard swing for Murphy, controlled by the Penguins. Now it goes right side to Pilkerton. Her swing's controlled. Setting up Murphy again. Lee with a good dive in the back to keep it alive. Over to Rizzio Curley. Her attempt is blocked. Comes over to Pilkerton. She's just got to get it over on the third hit. Now they set Anderson in the back, and Lee couldn't get it in time as it fell to the floor. 23-20. Fresno Pacific will send Kathleen Anderson back to serve, but first we got a timeout from Coach Stammer. She wants to talk about how the Penguins can reel off the next 5 points before the Sunbirds can get two. We'll be right back on radio.dominican.edu. Back to action here as Anderson serves. Controlled in the back. Smith with the back set to Pilkerton. Her kill gets hit up by Anderson, and it goes all the way into the rafters. And it came down, and Murphy tried to give it a dive. She couldn't get there. As that ball went all the way up near towards the roof, hit one of the rafters, came down. Ball is still in play. But none of the Sunbirds can corral it. 23-21, Sunbirds up two. Lee to serve. Controlled by Butler now. The back set for Williams. Smith quick set to Reigns. Her tip is no good. And on the counter, McCann tried to set up Williams in the middle, and it went too far and floated over her head. Point DU, 23-22. Lee on the serve. Goes on the right corner to Anderson. Cross court set from Williams, she's blocked by Pilkerton and Reigns. They're going to try the other side now. Murphy tries to kill, diving as Rizzio Curley to keep it alive. Now her swing will go over. Sunbirds have it. Murphy's swing is blocked by Pilkerton again. Comes back to Murphy. Her tip can't get over the net. Game is tied, 23-23. Timeout, Coach Winter, as the Penguins have stopped the bleeding, tied this game, and they've worked back from that last time out. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, where our chair department is Brad Van Alstyne, and our faculty advisor is Stuart Horn. Our athletics director is Brandon Leinbach. Our associate AD and NCAA compliance officer is Amy Hinkleman. And our assistant AD for communications is Brandon Davis. I'm Alex Swan, and I'm happy you're with me and all of the listeners tonight. As this game is tied up in set number one, Penguins have never led. It's 23-23. Lee is back to serve. Big serve here. Into the back, Macedo controls it. Here's Butler. Sets for Williams, and that's been the go-to play. She's got another kill. Anytime the Sunbirds have needed a point, it's been Macedo sets Morgan Williams right in the middle, and she can go either right or left, and she found an open space down the left sideline. Match point, here's a serve. Penguins got a counter. They have possession. Pilkerton is blocked. Comes Torrigio Curley. She gets it over. Sunbirds set Williams. Nice dig from Smith. Lee bumps it over to Pilkerton. Her tip is controlled by Butler. She ran from the back line. Set for Williams again. And she's got the kill and the set. Sunbirds win the first set 25-23. And when you're hot and you won 12 out of your last 13, you kind of make those plays down the stretch. And it was Williams with the last 2 points for the Sunbirds. Fresno Pacific takes the first set 25-23. We'll be back here with set two on radio.dominican.edu.
And welcome back to the Collins Center. Fresno Pacific took set number one, 25-23. Penguins are going to look to bounce back here in set number two. Hopefully get their attack going as their hitting percentage was a little bit low there in that first set. because of the great blocking by the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds. Going back to serve for the Sunbirds is going to be Tony Murphy. She's to the back row. Lee handles it. Smith with the back set. Pilkerton left-handed kill. Saved by the Sunbirds. They go for the attack on the left side. And that's going to be a kill by Gabriela Macedo, the 5'9 freshman from Brazil. Knocks it down on the left side to give the Sunbirds their first point of the set. The Sunbirds and Penguins met just a week ago with the Penguins forcing five sets but dropping the fifth one. It was a back-and-forth battle as that serve goes long for the Sunbirds. So another service error for them as they had multiple in that first set, tying things up at one for the Penguins here. Going back to serve for the Penguins is going to be Amanda Lee, the 5'4 junior, 5'2 sophomore, I mean. We have a whistle as the serve goes off, and a Sunbird went a little too early there before the serve, and the coach not happy about that. Going to talk with the side ref, getting a reasoning as to why that was blown. As the Penguins get the second point of the set, 2-1 now leading. Back to serve again will be Lee. Tosses it up, goes to the back row. And a bad serve receives it, hits the nets, and the Sunbirds couldn't chase it down, so a service ace for Lee, and a third point for the Penguins is now they're up 3-1. They didn't start that first set off too well. Got behind and had to crawl back in and make it a close first set, but this time the exact opposite is they have a two-point lead in set number two. This time a good pass off the serve. Gets the kill active from the right side, but blocked by Reigns and Reggio Curley. And the Penguins, nice start there as they got the double block set up on the right side to deny Tony Murphy of the hit. Got the point, 4-1 Penguins here in set number two. They go to the back row again. This time serve to the left. Fresno Pacific blocked the net, but they regain position. Just dump it over on the third hit. Paulson bumped. Set by Smith. Quickly to Reigns, but she's blocked in the middle by the Sunbird. And that was going to be Kathleen Anderson, the middle blocker from Lemoore, California. She got the block on Samantha Reigns to get the second point for the Sunbirds, 4-2. And Fresno Pacific entering this match 19-7, 13-4 overall in Pac West play. Smith with a set to left side. Reggio Curley with a nice hit and a late net violation on the Sunbirds. They're going to call that a number three. And that's Sarah McCann. So Penguins get their fifth point of the second set. Looking to knot things up at one apiece here. They go back row. And another tough service receive as the service ace happens for the Penguins. And that was Rupa in ink. She couldn't handle it in the back row as it kind of ricocheted off her hands straight to the ground. 6-2 Penguins lead in set number two. Another tough pass off the serve. Just have to get it over on three. Lee's there for the Penguins. Set by Smith. Reggio Curley off the hands of a Sunbird, and it goes too far. They can't chase it down. 7-2 Penguins lead in set number two. And it looks like Fresno Pacific's coach, Kelly Winter, might want to take a timeout. She decides against it. She goes back to the bench. The lefty Pilkerton serve to the back row. Sunbirds have it set to the left side. Blocked by Reigns, but none of the Penguins could chase it down. Hung up in the air a little bit, but they didn't rally towards the ball. Sunbirds get the kill, and that was Gabrielle Macedo on the left side to get the third point for the Sunbirds, 7-3. And the Penguins looking to continue that home win streak that they have. They've won three straight games in the Collins Center. And another service error for the Sunbirds, giving points to the Penguins, 8-3 here in set number two. Penguins beat Notre Dame Dana Muir in four sets just on Saturday. They do have another game on Thursday. That's going to be senior night, the last game of the season against Academy Art coming up on Thursday. You can hear that live at radio.dominican.edu. Fresno Pacific's attack blocked the net, but they keep possession. They're going again. This time they go cross-court, and the diving save by Reggio Curley. Now Pilkerton hits the ground. They get it alive over to the other side. Sunbirds cross it to the middle. Off Lee's hands. They couldn't handle it, and the Sunbirds get the point. Penguins had to scramble there to keep that possession alive and give them a chance, but a nice kill in the middle by Ink, the 6'1 senior from Brazil. She had a nice kill in the middle, giving them their fourth point. Sunbirds down to four. Going back to serve is going to be Macedo. Handled by Reggio Curley. Quick set for Reigns in the middle. Sunbirds block it. They bump it high in the air, and a nice kill there by the Sunbirds. That's Morgan Williams, the 6'2 junior. She had it set perfectly for her in the middle. She knocked it down, 8-5. Sunbirds now trail just by three. Back to serve, Macedo. barely nicks the net. Penguins handle it. Samantha Raines on the right side. Her kill finds the back line as two Sunbirds let it go, and it found the line painted here in the Collins Center. Ninth point for the Penguins and a nice kill for the senior Samantha Raines. 9-5, Raines back to serve. They go to the LeBaire on the back row. Awkward handle, but they end up getting it over to the Penguins side. Smith with a quick set over to the left, and that's Paulson. But the Sunbirds there. Now they set up their attack on the right side. Just get it over on three, but no one's there. Reggio, Curley, Samantha Raines split there by the trickery from the Sunbirds as they thought they were going to go up for a kill, but they kind of just dinked it over to the back corner, and it found a soft spot in the zone, able to knock down the six-point. Fresno Pacific down three here in set number two. Her serve, Reggio, Curley. Nice service receipt. They go right side to Marshall, the freshman, off the block. Penguins have it on their side once again. Paulson, back row attack, Reggio, Curley. Sunbirds there. They're setting up a save. They're going to go right wing to Ink. Her kill knocked down as Lee couldn't dive and stop it. Sunbirds with a little bit of a run here to make it closer. 9-7 in set number two. Penguins dropped set number one, 25-23, in a set that went back and forth. But the Sunbirds contained the lead to finish off with a two-point set victory. Back to serve. The libero Butler. Reggio Curley couldn't handle, but Lee chases it down all the way in the corner of the court, and they somehow get it over. Play still alive, set down the middle, and a kill there for Kathleen Anderson. 3 points in a row for the Sunbirds. Stammer senses things are changing, gets out of her seat to talk to freshman Madison Marshall. See if they can get a little game plan switcheroo here. Back to serve again is going to be the libero for the Sunbirds. Hannah Butler, the 5'7 junior from Fresno. She jumps high in the air, gets the serve over. Paulson with a nice pass off the serve. They set her up for a kill. Awkward set, and Paulson just had to somehow get it over. Miraculously did. Sunbirds now their kill. Pilkerton there to handle it. Now Paulson left side kill. Up the double block, and Fresno knocks it down. Fourth consecutive point. As a double block there stopped Paulson. Couldn't get enough height on it as it's now 9-9 in set number two. This little run here, not what the Penguins wanted as they looked to be in firm control to start off the second set. Things have changed. The libero, her serve, and a service error, the third one of set number two, giving the Penguins a chance to regain service and now go on a little bit of a run themselves. 10-9, Penguins lead. Back to serve will be the setter, Hannah Smith, the sophomore from Reno. She goes back row. Nice back set by the Fresno Pacific. They go soft and short, and Pilkerton could have chased it down as she hit the knee. Got a hand on it, but it went all the way into the net where the Penguins just couldn't handle it. 10-10, Fresno Pacific is now tied. And that's Inks, really, we've seen her power. And then on that one, we saw her finesse as she went soft where no one was at. Really good game plan by her, switching things up. She goes back to serve. Reggio Curley, the freshman, with a nice handle. Smith goes back, set to Paulson. Nicely run play, but Inks there to sniff it out. Now they're going to go Ink back row attack. And Amanda Lee dives, but it hits the ground before she made contact. Point to Fresno Pacific, 11-10 now. And Fresno Pacific, right, currently in fourth in the conference. Dominican down in 11th, but have the possibility to jump to 10th as Coach Stammer is going to use a timeout here as they've lost the lead, 11-10. And we'll be back at reader.dominican.edu with some more set two action. Break the huddle here. Coach Stammer is going to send out Paulson, Smith, Lee, Reggio Curley, and Marshall and Pilkerton. And the Sunbirds did just regain that lead, 11-10 here in set number two. Penguins trying to knot things up at one set apiece. These are two teams that are evenly matched. no matter their records, what they might say. And a nice service ace there from Ink. She's been the leader here in set number two, making things happen both on the offensive and defensive side. She gets the service ace. Sunbird's up two. Ink will go back to serve again. She switches out the ball with the great game day crew that we have here at Dominican. Very active. Ink bounces it, jumps high in the air, gets it to Palison. Nice reception. They go back to Palison on the right side. Nicked off the blocker. Fresno Pacific has it. They go middle, blocked by Marshall, but they just dump it over. Penguins have it. Smith back set once again, this time for Pilkerton, and she knocks it down. The lefty went straight down into the ground. A really kill area is about 3 feet from the net. No way the Fresno Pacific could have stopped that. Penguins trail just by 1-11-10 with service. It'll be Palison back to serve. She readies it. Gets it over. Beautiful serve. Causes a dive from the Sunbirds, but they get it. And a nice kill. Two diving Penguins tried to get it up in the air, but the ball did not get higher than 4 feet. Fresno Pacific gets the kill and the point. And really, it started out awkwardly with the libero for Fresno Pacific. Butler having to dive off the serve, but they readjusted quickly and got the kill from the middle. 13-11, Sunbirds lead. And there's going to be a service ace as Palison and Lee had a miscommunication. They let the ball just go right by them as they kind of just get together, talk things out, as you don't want that happening. You can't have a mental error like that in a close set. As Sunbirds lead 14-11, coming in for Palison is going to be Amy Steinwan, nicknamed the Hammer because of her kill power, or attack power, that is. Back to serve. Once again will be Murphy, fresh off an ace. And she might get another one. Yes, she does. Two aces in a row. 15-11, Sunbirds lead. Once trailed by four in the second set, now have a 4-point lead in set number two. And they took the first two sets in Fresno last week, then dropped the next two to get a fifth set. And that's going to be a service error, their fourth service error of set number two. So you get two aces in a row, then you get an error. Gives service back to the Penguins, 15-12, down by three. And it will be libero. Amanda Lee here, she spins the ball. Gets it over. Nice serve. Ink had to play it toughly. Now she just gets it over on the third. Lee runs to get the set. Smith now over to Reggio Curley. It hits the pole. It's going to be out of bounds. Point to the Sunbirds. 16-12, Fresno Pacific up by four. And it is senior night on Thursday, November 13th, so just 2 days away from senior night and the last game against Academy of Art. Tune in at 7 p.m. for the festivities of that one. Nice service received by Reggio Curley. They go middle quickly to Samantha Raines, and she knocks it down. The diving Kathleen Anderson couldn't get there in time as a quick set caught him off guard. Blocks weren't there. Samantha Raines knocked it down, 16-13. Penguins need to make a little bit of a run here. Down just by three, Pilkerton the lefty. Goes back row to Butler. Sunbirds set it up nice and high. It goes off the net on the kill. No Penguin touched it, so it's going to be four hits in a row because it went back to the Sunbirds and point to the Penguins. 16-14. And I said that they needed to make a little bit of a run. This is a good chance as they get their second, third serve in a row here with Pilkerton. The lefty gets it nice, quick, off the back row. They go nice, quick set there by the Sunbirds. They counted that quick serve with a quick set of their own. Morgan Williams, the 6'2 junior, got a quick set, and she's so tall in the middle, none of the blockers could get there. Really posed a nice lane there for the Sunbird killer, and she got the attack 17-14. That's Steinwan off the serve. They go back set for Samantha Raines. She goes softly. Butler couldn't dive as the ball hits the ground before she could get there. Point to the Penguins, and Samantha Raines went soft that time over the double block and just fitted in before Butler to get a huge point, 17-15. Penguins trail by two. Back to serve is Reggio Curley, the freshman, on the left side. Tossed up, goes back row. High, set, over left side, Ink, off the block of Smith. Fresno Pacific still has it. They go middle, and it saved off the light. Samantha Raines was there. Johnny on the spot. Pilkerton gets it over on the third. Fresno Pacific now their attack will be on the right side. It goes long, no leads there. Steinwan now left side. Her kill goes long. No contact made by the Sunbirds, and a huge 18th point as the Sunbirds now lead by three. That was a good reaction there by Samantha Raines to chase that ball off the light post on the roof of here in the Collins Center to still keep things alive. But the Sunbirds rallied, got the point. 18-15 here in set number two. Penguins want to win this one to even it up. Steinwan's kill off the block, and the Penguins couldn't regain possession as it fell off two different attempts to get the ball in the air from the Penguins, but instead hits the ground. 19-15, Sunbirds up four. Back to serve again for her third serve in a row will be Gabriela Macedo, the 5'9 freshman, one of two players from Brazil. Lee with a nice service receive. Steinwan, her third hit, goes back row. They go quickly to the middle. Just had to kind of scoop it over. Penguins now going to try to react quickly. They can't. As the Sunbirds running, keep it alive. They go third hit back row. Lee's there. Now middle. Samantha Raines goes soft. Sunbirds block it. Penguins still have it. Now Pilkerton, her chance. Nicely done, but the Sunbirds are there. They go right side to Ink. Ink off the double block, still alive. Goes high, right side once again, Ink. This time goes soft, and she drops it in between a diving Smith and Reggio Curley. And you saw Ink go tough off the double block. She went with a power play. Then it got blocked. This time on the second try around, she went soft, and it was nicely executed as both Smith and Reggio Curley couldn't get there. Another serve for the Sunbirds, up 20-15, and here at set number two, Samantha Raines tries to get the kill. Butler dies, can't get it up in the air, and the Penguins get the point. Samantha Raines, fresh off that kill, runs right back to get the ball to serve, trying to build off that momentum. 20-16, Penguins trail by four. Remember, they dropped the first two sets in Fresno last week, but were able to rally and get the next two. We'll see what happens here. Down one set to nothing. A kill, read by Pilkerton. Now Pilkerton gets it over. Fresno Pacific has it. They set it once again for Ink on the right side. She just has to bump it over. Penguins, Smith, quick set over on two. Can the Fresno Pacific run it down? No, they can't. And Smith thought she was going to set it there on two, but I think that's what the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds thought as well. But instead, she goes quickly to the back corner where someone got a hand on it, but they weren't able to chase it down on the second hit. 20-17, Penguins down by three. Here it is in the middle. Fresno Pacific off the net. Pilkerton's there doing a nice job stopping those attacks, and Steinwan once again goes long. 21-17, Sunbirds lead. And a nice job by Pilkerton handling all the kills and getting digs and passing attempts, setting up this offense for the Penguins. Just couldn't knock it down there. Steinwan went a little long over the double block. 21-17, 4 points away from taking set number two. Butler goes back to serve. She jumps so high, gets it over. Reggio Curley with a nice play off the pass, and Steinwan this time goes soft. She's been hitting a little long today, so this time dumps it over softly, and it fit in between the gaps, gets the hit the ground, and the Penguins get the point. 21-18. Back to serve will be Smith, the sophomore. Gets it over nice and soft, back set this time Ink, and she goes off the double block, almost hits me in the head as the ball ricocheted so far off the hands of Marshall. Gives the points to the Sunbirds, and Penguins get the 1 point, but they just can't really build off that point as they've been going back and forth trading points, but they need to kind of make a run as they're down 22-18 here. Just 3 points away from the Sunbirds taking set number two. Smith back set over for Steinwan. Steinwan off the double block, and Smith couldn't get there as she dove to try to stop the block. Point to the Sunbirds now just 2 points away from going up two sets to none. 23-18 as Coach Stammer is going to take a timeout once again here. And we'll be back with the conclusion of set number two at radio.dominican.edu. Here in the Collins Center for set number two, 23-18. Sunbirds lead in set two. They took set number one, 25-23. So we'll see if the Penguins can bounce back after the timeout taken by Coach Stammer. Nice reception there by Steinwan. Now she gets the kill, and she tries to go cross court, but it's a little long once again, and a point to the Sunbirds now at set point, 24-18. And I've said it before, the Penguins did drop the first two sets in Fresno last week, but they were able to rally and get the next two. They don't want that to happen, but it might be the case here as Fresno Pacific only needs one more point. Pilkerton off the block. Marshall has to tip it over. No, it's Smith. Fresno Pacific has it. They go back set for Inc. And that's going to be just a little bit outside. It's a little bit long there. And the Penguins get the point. Fortunately set up. They had the perfect attack there. Kathleen Anderson right in the middle. But her kill goes a little bit too far. And the Penguins get the point 24-19. It's going to be set point number two for the Sunbirds. And they find Inc. in the back row. Quick set once again for Anderson. Off the block, and that's Marshall and Reggio Curley keeping set number two alive in the middle there with the double block. 24-20 now, set point number three for the Sunbirds. Back to serve again will be Steinwan. She goes to Inc. in the back row. This one not as pretty of a handle, but they get it over. And another block there by Marshall. This time it was Tony Murphy trying to attack on the left side, and Marshall got a huge block. 24-21, set point number four for the Sunbirds. Penguins staving off elimination here in set number two with some great play, and that's a soft rainbow serve. Didn't trick the Sunbirds as they get a nice attack set up, but Lee's there. Back set for Pilkerton, the lefty, handled by the Sunbirds. They go quickly in the middle, and a kill, but it's going to be... And I heard a whistle, and it's going to be on the Penguins, so... The moot point as they did get the kill and the 25th point. 25-21 in set number two as the Sunbirds are now up two sets to none going into set number three. We'll see if the Penguins can turn things around like they did in Fresno last week. We'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with set number three.
We're not all bad. We put our features where...
If it'll make my dog look pretty.
Back here at radio.dominican.edu. The Fresno Pacific Sunbirds lead the Dominican Penguins 2-0. But as my partner Temple mentioned in the last set, this is no new territory for the Penguins. When these two teams met last Thursday, Fresno Pacific took the first set by 3, took the second set by 12, but then here came the Penguins, 25-20 in the third set, 25-21. They won them both to force a fifth set. Ultimately, they'd go down 15-7. But this is no new territory for the Penguins, as they are known to work their way back in sets. They lost set one by 2, 25-23, and lost set number two, 25-21. And because of that, the Sunbirds have a big three. It's Inc., Anderson, and Williams. Those three girls combined for 24 kills out of the total 30 in last set. 8 for Inc., 8 from Anderson, 8 from Williams, 8 split across the big three. Got to control the big three for the Sunbirds. On the other side for the Penguins, it was Reigns who had 6 kills. Pilkerton stepped up with 5 kills. Same with Reggio Curley with 5 as well. And then Steinwand had 4. Penguins had 5 blocks. Sunbirds had 5 blocks as well. So we're set to kick off set number 3. Penguins trying to stay alive and keep this 3-game winning streak alive here in the Collins Center. It's Reggio Curley, Lee, Pilkerton, Smith, Reigns, and Pallison for the Penguins. And it's going to be Reggio Curley to serve. Sunbirds lead it 2-0, and we're underway. Reggio Curley's serve goes all the way in the back to Murphy. Penguins have it. Reigns got bottled up as it started with Curley off of Murphy's return. It came over to Smith. Reigns had one chance to get it over, and it got caught up near her belly, and she couldn't bump it over. It's 1-0, Sunbirds. Serving is Anderson. Reggio Curley goes over to dig it with one knee. Pallison with a nice roll shot. She's able to score right in front of Macedo as she tried to dive and keep it alive with a pancake. And Pallison looked like she was going to have a lot of power behind that kill, but came with a nice smooth roll shot. Was able to fool Macedo and the Sunbirds. 1-1, Reigns serves. Here's the set for Anderson in the middle. Kept alive by Reggio Curley and then bumped over by Smith. Now in the back corner, Murphy. Here's the set again for Anderson. Pilkerton has a one-handed bump. It goes over to the Sunbirds again. Anderson again tries to get it over. Penguins keep it alive, and Reigns is going to have to bump it over on one touch. Here's the set left side to Murphy. She's blocked. Sunbird still fighting to get it over. Butler does with a fist. Now here's the back set for Marshall. Sunbirds have it and a chance to breathe. Here's Anderson in the kill, and it's kept alive by Reigns. Cross court set for Palace on the left side. Beautiful tip. Anderson couldn't recover from her position. Point to the Penguins. It's 2-1. So Reigns is back to serve. And it's right in the middle to Murphy. Tough bump as this ball is skied in the air, and Macedo can't handle it as she tries to go with the kill attempt into the net. 3-1, Penguins lead. Exactly how you want to start the third set if you're Coach Stammer. Pallison, another serve. Into the right corner to Butler. Back set for Williams. Tough to handle for Pilkerton because Williams has a lot of power, and it ricocheted off Pilkerton and out of bounds. Point to the Sunbirds, 3-2. And here comes Den Hartog. She checks in, and she's back. Irv wide to Pallison. Comes to Smith. She's blocked by Williams, and that's quite the height advantage as Morgan Williams is 6'2", and Hannah Smith's only 5'6", and she sent it right back. Game tied at 3. Sunbirds will serve with Den Hartog again. Her serve goes down the middle to Pallison. Beautiful bump to Smith. Back set for Marshall, but her kill is wide and out of bounds. Well-designed play for the Penguins. Pallison with a great service receive, put it right to the setter, Smith, how you want it. It was a great set to Marshall as she tallied behind Smith running. She couldn't get her kill in bounds. The set for Den Hartog, it ricocheted right off of Lee's hands over the net to Williams, who wasted no time and punched it right back. Penguins couldn't react. 5-3 Sunbirds. Den Hartog serves again, lofts it right to Riggio Curley. Now here's Hannah Smith with the set, and Pallison is rejected by Anderson. Pardon me, that is ink on the right side with the block. 6-3 and 4 straight points for the Sunbirds. Penguins trying to stop it, and that's going to happen right here as Den Hartog, her serve hit the bottom of her palm and hit her middle blockers in the back. Didn't even reach the net. Surface error, point to the Penguins, 6-4. Here's Smith's serve into the right corner to Macedo. She's going to get the return set back from Butler, and that thing was punched straight to Smith. It ricocheted way out of bounds. Point to the Sunbirds, and credit Macedo with a lot of velocity behind her kill. And now Macedo is back. 7-4, Sunbirds lead it. Penguins got to win this set to stay alive. Her serve goes to Lee. Set for Marshall. Somehow Butler kept it alive, and it's over in Penguin territory again. Smith has it on a back set to Pilkerton. Her swing goes into the back row for Macedo. Set for Murphy. Her kill attempt is kept alive by the Penguins. Now over left side, Pallison, and she's got a kill. Is a ricocheted off the middle blocker. Den Hartog tried to go over out of bounds to keep it alive, but could not do so. Pallison with 3 kills this set. It's 7-5, and she's back to serve. Her serve goes right side to Macedo. Hit her in the chin. Kept alive, though. Murphy, her roll shot, comes right to Riggio Curley on the right side. Now back set from Smith to Pilkerton. And she's got the kill as Macedo couldn't get there on the dive. Penguins looking a little more active on defense and offense. In set number 3, it's 7-6. Sunbirds up 1. Pallison the serve. Right to Macedo again. On the service receive. Set for Williams. She's blocked, gets it back, tries it again. Penguins keep it alive once more. Now comes over to Pilkerton, and she is blocked by Murphy. And she also touched the net. Point to the Sunbirds. 8-6 as Kathleen Anderson comes to check in for Morgan Williams. You're not losing any talent there on that switch. Anderson just as capable as Williams in the middle blocker. Here's Butler, the libero, her serve. Right to Riggio Curley down the line. Kept alive by Smith, and Riggio Curley tries to have her swing, but it goes into the net. Butler's serve came to Riggio Curley, and it was a high bump, so Smith had to go run and get it over in the out-of-bounds marker. Came back to Riggio Curley, and she couldn't get it over the net. 9-6, Sunbirds. Here's Butler's serve. Lee on the dive to keep it alive. Smith set it backwards, back to Lee, who just punched it over the net. Now here's a set for Anderson, kept alive by Smith, bumped up by Pilkerton, and now Marshall on the fourth touch. It went Lee, Smith, Pilkerton, and then Marshall on the fourth touch. Point to the Sunbirds, 10-6. Well, it started out well for the Penguins as they went up 4-2. Since then, Fresno Pacific has gained control. This is set number three. Here's Butler's serve down the left line. Terizio Kirli, she handles it. And the set for Smith went to Marshall. She was blocked. Penguins scrambling to keep it alive on the return, but can't. 11-6. And you got Anderson, Williams, Inc. in the middle. That is tough to get over. And Marshall had a lot of power on that swing. Just was blocked by Anderson and Inc. 11-6, Butler, another serve. It is skied and it's out of bounds. She got a lot of air under that. Penguins stopped the bleeding on the service error, 11-7. Right here on radio.dominican.edu tomorrow on the Temple of Swan, it will be Booker T. Harris, the men's basketball coach, as he's getting ready for his matches on Friday and Saturday on the tournament. And Reigns was right there for the block for the Penguins as Anderson tried to challenge her. Point to the Penguins, 11-8. And Lee is back to serve. Her serves goes into the corner by Macedo. Hard kill, though, from Ink. And Lee was there, but so much power on the swing by Ink. Lee had it ricochet right off her hands and squirt straight out of bounds. No chance for the Penguins to keep that alive. 12-8. Penguins down by four. Here's a serve by Ink, and that's how much power she has. It went down the line to Riggio Kirli, and she's in position. She's ready there for the bump, but Ink's got so much power, it ricocheted off of Riggio Kirli and out of bounds. Ink with the service ace, 13-8. This time she goes soft to Riggio Kirli. Well done to handle it. A set for Pilkerton on the right side, and she's able to put the kill away. Anderson couldn't get there on the dig. Pilkerton will serve, coming fresh off the kill, 13-9. Pilkerton serve down the right line. Macedo handles it. Now here's the set. That was Murphy on the kill attempt, bumped by Lee, and she had a nice dig. Coming on the left side to Riggio Kirli, and she'll put it away for the kill. Back-to-back points for the Penguins, 13-10. Coach Stammer steps out on the floor. Gives the signal to Powelson. Pilkerton's ready to serve. Goes to Macedo in the back. Here's the set to Williams. And that's just, it's bread and butter. Came to Murphy, bumped over to Speaks. She set it for Williams right in the middle. And she put it away. So here's Murphy on the serve, 14-10 Sunbirds. It's Hannah Smith with the back set to Paulson. She gets it over. Murphy on the dig. Here's the set left side for Macedo, but a beautiful dig by Pilkerton, but it floated over the net, which was right into the Sunbirds area. Anderson just hit it straight down for the point. Sunbirds up 15-10. Murphy another serve. Right to Paulson, nice service receive. Smith, set for Riggio Kirli. Her roll shot is right to Anderson, didn't really challenge her much. Now Macedo has a swing, Penguins handle it. Came to Smith, a nice dump over the net. Butler, the libero for the Sunbirds, gave it a dive, but she couldn't get there. 15-11, Penguins have stayed within four. Trying to inch closer, Riggio Kirli will serve. Right down the middle, Anderson controls. And they do another back set to Anderson. It went Anderson on the receive, Speaks with the back set. And Anderson already had her momentum going towards the net, so she put it away, 15-12. And pardon me, that was out of bounds. Her kill attempt was out of bounds. Penguins with the point, 15-12. Riggio Kirli on the serve. To Murphy, Speaks the set cross court to Macedo, and Riggio Curley has it go off her shoulder and out of bounds. Point to the Sunbirds. As you got to give a lot of credit to Chelsea Speaks, the setter. The 5'7 sophomore for Chula Vista. She's setting up Anderson, Inc., and Murphy all day. Here's the serve from Murphy. Comes over to Smith. A nice set for Reigns, and she's got the kill. 16-13 as Reigns will set back to serve. Penguins down 2-0. Trying to work their way back. Reigns serve to Murphy. Speaks set left side. Williams kept alive by Pilkerton. Went over to Pallison and now back to Pilkerton. She pokes it over. Speaks now. Tried to dump it. Penguins snuff it out. Comes over to Anderson. Right in the middle to Williams. And she's got another kill. When Speaks is in the middle, it's Macedo or Inc. running on the outside hitter wings. And then you have Williams right in the middle. So Speaks can go to the outside, or she just sets it right in front of the net for Williams. And that time she put it away. A lot of options for the setter, Speaks, as she serves. Penguins control. Pallison swing down the left side. 8 up Speaks and went out of bounds. Point to the Penguins, 17-14. So the Penguins are not letting this set get away from them. And Hartog, she checks in for Chelsea Speaks. Hannah Smith to serve for the Penguins. Into the back row, Macedo handles it. Then Hartog sets for Inc. And there it is again. Hard swing off of Riggio Curley. She's got the kill. 18-14, Sunbirds up 4. Big possession here. Macedo on the serve. It's a soft one. Riggio Curley has it. Back set from Smith. Coming to Pallison. Her swing goes right to Butler. They're going to Inc. right side again, and she's got a kill. And it started with Butler, who handled Pallison's swing. Beautiful set from Den Hartog to Inc., who put it away. 19-14. Steinwan now comes in for Pallison. And Macedo will serve for the Sunbirds. Her serve down the right side. Riggio Curley and Pilkerton were smart and let it go out of bounds. Service error. Point to the Penguins, 19-15. Steinwan in to serve. Serve goes right into the back row for Macedo. Now Den Hartog tips it up for Murphy, and her swing ricocheted off of Marshall and Pilkerton and out of bounds. Point Fresno Pacific, 20-15. Penguins got to go right here. They're down 5. They got to work their way back 1 point at a time. Butler will serve. And Butler has a service error right into the net. Reigns checks in for Marshall. Penguins get a point back 20-16. And now Lee will serve. And now the Penguins will try to build. Amanda Lee, here's her serve. Back row to Macedo. Then Hartog, the set for Inc. And it was right to Steinwan. She couldn't handle it. That is back-to-back-to-back kills for Inc. Both times it's been Den Hartog that just serves it right up for Inc. on that right side. And there's nothing you can do if you're the Penguins. They're in perfect position. They just can't handle that much power from Inc. She's back to serve. They do handle their serve well. And it's tipped up to Reigns and a nice tip from Reigns over the net. Inc. couldn't get it. 21-17, Penguins down by 4. Came to Smith, and she had a beautiful set to Reigns, and her tip was beautifully placed. 21-17, Pilkerton on the serve. Controlled by Macedo. Back set for Inc. Nice dig by Lee. Penguins with possession. Over to Riggio Curley. She's blocked, though, by Williams and Speaks. And it falls into Penguin territory. Nobody could get it. 22-17. Sunbirds up 5. And 3 points away from match point. And Alexa Logoduce checks in for Pilkerton. Murphy on the serve, and it hits the net. Service error. Second of this third set on the service error, 22-18. Penguins have been within four all night in set number three. Trying to claw back. Riggio Curley with the serve. It's a little deep and out of bounds. You can't force yourselves. You can't shoot yourself in the foot. That's all I'm trying to say. You get a service error and you give it right back. 23-18. Here's Williams back to serve. Comes to Logio Duce. Smith. A hard set over to Steinwand. She wasn't really ready for it. And now a quick dump from Speaks. And the setter, Hannah Smith, was ready for it. Now the set over on the right side for Steinwand. Kept alive, though, by the Stunbirds. Macedo trying on the left side, and it's blocked by Reigns and Smith, but out of bounds. Point to the Sunbirds, and match point here, 24-18. Penguins looking for a rally. Williams on the serve. Riggio Curley dives to keep it alive. Now Lee's going to hit it over on the third attempt. Ink with the bump, set for Speaks, right to Williams in the middle. Kept alive by Logio Duce, but she couldn't communicate with the Penguins. It came to Logio Duce, and it ricocheted off of her. That is your ball game, 25-18, three-set sweep for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds. They improved to 20-7 overall on the year, 14-4 in conference play. And for the Penguins, they dropped to 6-21 and 4-15 in conference play. One more regular season game left for the Penguins. It's Thursday, November 13th at 7 p.m. versus Academy of Art. It's senior night. Conlin Center will be packed. Penguins will try to end the regular season on a bright note with a victory against Academy of Art. For Mike Temple, I'm Alex Swan. From radio.dominican.edu, the whole cast and crew, we will see you on Thursday night for senior night against Academy of Art. Good night, everybody.